Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today we have an awesome guest. She is a founder. She is a multi-million dollar business owner. She's a coach. She's someone who teaches you high ticket sales. She has a whole party planning platform and software system thing she created. Today we're going to be diving into so much around how you can create your best life, how you can use a software to create systems in your business to go further, faster. Today, we're going to dive into things that will help you achieve your goals faster. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kimberly Tashla.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here today.
Thank you for being here, Queen. As soon as you walked in, I was like, this is amazing. I already know this energy, this queen, this beauty, this like everything about you, the fashion. You can tell that you're a top party planner.
Thank you.
Like, I already know that. I'm like, she's a cool party planner. I'd have her do one of my events.
I'm ready.
I love that. How did you get into party planning?
So, I was a teacher and I decided, you know how they in 12th grade, they have you do these vision boards, right? I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to have 10 kids until I had one girl and that changed. But so I became a teacher and I was like, man, I'm unable to get anything on my vision board. I can't afford the 10 kids, the Mercedes. And so I Googled one day, what can I invest in? And inflatable bounce houses came up. I started the business and it just turned into me being a full service event planner.
Whoa, girl, I just did my baby's baby event, her birthday. I could have had you do it. I had the inflatable bounce house.
Absolutely.
I had all those pieces. Okay, now I know that you do that. You do adult parties and fun things. You do everything.
Absolutely. So we focus right now on, I love doing social events. We just did a five-year-old's birthday party that went crazy viral, Miss Shirley. We do masterminds. I love all things party, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
I love that you're so passionate about it. But what I like about you is that you've gone further. Like, you told me, oh, I've created a whole system, a software about party planning. Like, how does that work?
So, okay, I started a coaching business to help women who were just getting into the industry. But what I realized is that they were like struggling to stay organized and just to market like these big businesses that we see. So I created a software that helps them to be able to market, you know, send text messages, emails, phone numbers, funnels, sell digital products. You know what I mean? It's basically to help them make money on their feet and in their sleep.
Yep. Damn, I love that. Again, it's about the further, faster thing.
Absolutely.
I tell people with coaching, when you get a coach, you crush decades into days. Absolutely. Like, you don't have to wait. I took years to get to where I was because I didn't have a coach. Mm-hmm. I took years to get to where I wanted to be because I didn't go and get some help with somebody who could have got me there faster. Mm-hmm. Like, all I needed was somebody to go, hey, Natasha, here's what you do and here's what you don't do.
Absolutely.
And the don't do is the biggest thing where you invest all your money because you're like, I'm gonna try this, I'm gonna try that, and then crash, right?
That's good, because people say, you know, oh, I can't afford a coach, do you realize that you are going to pay either way? So you're gonna pay for all of these mistakes you're making, you're buying the wrong materials, you're buying the wrong supplies, you're investing in the wrong things. The main thing is the strategy. That's number one. And I say SBS, strategy before supplies, right? Because when I was starting, Natasha, I love how you just said, I didn't get a coach until I was 8 years in.
Damn.
I thought that all I needed to do was be the best party planner, you know, have this skill set. I needed the biggest bounce houses, the beautiful sofas. None of that matters, because if you can't attract clients who are going to pay you your worth, what is you having all of these supplies, right? It means nothing.
I say the same thing. I say, what's the point in building an entire coaching business if you don't work on your personal brand? Ooh. You go out there and you're like, people come to me like, I'm going to come back and do my personal brand with you later. I'm like, sweetie, you're going to cry later when the price is bigger. But here's why you're really going to cry. Because you're going to go out there with your book, like on Christmas Day. And you walk downstairs on Christmas. But imagine there was no presents. There was no tree. There was no whatever that makes you know it's Christmas, right? All those beautiful holiday feelings. Imagine, like with your book now, you go downstairs. Radio silence.
Ooh.
There's nobody knows about it, apart from your odd few friends. Nobody hears about it because you didn't build an audience. Mm-hmm. You got to build the platform first and then you inject the brand. Mm-hmm. You need a coach to take you further, faster. You need somebody like you in this particular, exactly. We coach, what I love about it, we coach completely different things. Mm-hmm. So it's so true. If you want to get into like party planning, hello, I'm sitting with the ultimate coach for it. This is it. Mm-hmm. And the way you even talk about it, you're actually giving them confidence.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Confidence. So I have this thing called the pink Starburst effect, right? So when you open a pack of Starbursts, which one do you go for first? The pink one.
Yeah.
So you should act like I'm the one that everyone wants, because here's the thing. People treat you the way you treat you.
Yes.
A lot of people underprice their services because they lack confidence. Competence equals confidence. When you know what you're doing, you walk into the room like God sent you there.
That's so true. And I call it being magnetic. Mm-hmm. When you walk in, people know you're there. It's like I can be invisible in a room. In the same outfit I'm wearing, I will put flat shoes on, mm-hmm. no makeup. I will be invisible. But it's not just about that. I can be invisible. Some people don't realize they're invisible permanently. I have to turn on the invisible cloak. But really what you want to do is when you enter that room is, no, I'm so good at what I do. I am so good at helping people, at serving the world, at what I teach, at what my craft is, that when I walk in that room, people are magnetically drawn to me. They know who I am. They feel my energy and they're drawn in. And you have that pink Starburst effect, girl.
Absolutely.
I felt it when you walked in. I went, dang. And it was the outfit, but it was the confidence. I say to people, we put on confidence like an outfit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every morning when I wake up, I put my confidence on with my outfit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even if I'm wearing something chill, even a tracksuit, I do my hair so I feel good. I do my skincare and I put on my confidence.
Absolutely.
I even have a spray bottle inside. It's a little secret. I made this little bottle. And inside the bottle, I call it my confidence spray. And I just made it with oil and a couple of drops of jasmine. I love the smell of essential oil. And when I put it on, I spray my confidence on.
Mm.
What do you do for confidence?
I love that.
Give me your top three tips on what you do to be this confidence.
Really just investing in myself, right?
Confidence equals confidence. Yes. Tell me about that.
Learning more about my craft, getting better and better and better. One of the things I do is I attend high level events all the time.
Even
right?
As a coach, you still attend.
Absolutely. Right. I'm attending. I went to Sarah Jakes. I went to her conference, mega conference. Right. And I wanted to know what was going down behind the scenes, because here's the thing. If you want to plan luxury events, you got to get in the room. You got to know what it feels like, look like, taste like, smell like. You know, when the servers are coming out, what are they wearing? How are they talking to people, right? Because you got to be ready for the yes. When you do get that call from Beyonce, you got to know how to operate. You got to be ready for the yes. Are my systems together? Do I have processes? Do I have a team, right? Do I have all of these things in place? Let me tell you, Natasha, I remember getting my very first client, my very first celebrity client. And let me tell you, I got this client because I saw she was doing an event in Miami, okay? She said, I need a cake. So I DM'd her. I was like, I'm just going to DM her. And she replied back and said, yes, I need decor. And I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting this. I'm not ready. And so we start talking. She's booking me. She's like, send me over the invoice. Send me over the contract. Send me over the mood board. And I am pacing because, Natasha, I don't have anything in place. I don't have any systems. And I'm telling her, well, maybe I'm in a bad place. Just keep, you know, refreshing. And I'm pacing, trying to get all of this stuff together. And what I told myself after that event is, this will never happen again. This is my responsibility to learn what I need to be able to serve at a high level, right? You gotta be ready for the yes. It's your responsibility.
Dang, that was like so many tips in one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so competence is the key to confidence.
Mm-hmm. Knowing what you're doing, being so good, right? That people can't ignore you. You gotta be so good that no matter what, you can't ignore me.
That's
I'm
so
always
true.
Studying my craft. I'm always investing in myself. When you spend money with you, other people spend money with you. How can you expect somebody? I hear people say, well, people, I'm always getting lowballed. You know, people don't want. Listen, how can you expect somebody to spend $20,000, $30,000 with you when you won't even spend $20,000-$30,000 with you. You won't get a website. Your branding sucks. Your photos look like you blew into the... You get what I'm saying? So put out quality things, even when you're networking, right? What's your strategy? People got to know you so they can flow you. When I'm going to network, I'm networking in high-level events. People are saying, how are you working with Myron Golden? How are you working with Stormy Wellington? Because they know me. I'm getting in the rooms. And when I get in the room, am I sitting in the back with general admission? No. I'm sitting in the front with the premium people. They paid the most to be in this environment, and they're going to pay me the most for my events.
Dang, girl, you are so right. Let's talk about the fact that you host masterminds.
I do.
Because you help people, and there is a perfect example. You invested in you, and now others invest in you.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So my mastermind. So I host events, right, where I let women come out and get hands-on training doing high-level events, right? I think one of the major things is position. You are a gift. Wrap it. You got to look like what you're trying to sell. So I allowed them. I just did a celebrity event where we had T.I.'s daughter, Eris. She came and sang. We did a birthday party for Miss Shirley. And so I allowed my mentees to be inside of that room, right? To one, experience what high level is, see the team behind it, the vendors, right? And they are also able to use those events to market their business so that when people go on their website, their profiles, their, you know what I mean, to book them, they look at your profile and say, oh, she's the person for the job. Oh, you know, she has my style. I like her. I want to book her.
I love this. So it really comes down to your investment in you. Comes down to who are you around? Are you paying for proximity? Are you getting in those rooms? Are you going to those masterminds? Are you getting a coach? Someone who can take you to the place you want to get to. You got to collapse time. You want to get to this place, but you're playing here. How do I get there? What do I need to do? The coach will show you, because you go for a results-based coach. I say to people, if you want to cut hair, don't go and ask a carpenter how to be a hairstylist.
Hello.
You've got to ask the person that knows what they're doing. I, quite frankly, don't talk to my mom when it comes to my big investments and my big things around my career. I tell her what I'm doing. I don't ask for advice, because my mama was a stay-home mama for all the kids, and then she became a psychologist later. So that's her genre. So I don't ask somebody who hasn't previously done the thing that I need. You always go to somebody who is results-based, because otherwise they come to you and they say, hey, I had this coach, and this coach told me that I would get into this thing and be in this publication, I would become this person. And I'm like, but sweetie, they have 2,000 followers. Like, how did you think you were going to be a little bit more like them?
Correct.
Like, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So you have to invest in being with somebody who has already done it. Like, if I wanted to be a party planner, oh, hands down, I would be coming to you.
Correct.
And they would be, you'd be able to show me, like, how do I set up the system? Let's talk about that system for a minute, because I really like this. How is there a system for party planning?
Yeah, so one of the main things you need is a system to stay organized. Let me tell you, a lot of people shop at Fashion Nova. When Fashion Nova sends out that text message, what do? We run over to the site and purchase whatever they told us, because they gave us a coupon. Whenever any department stores, when they're sending out emails, right? Shop my holiday collection, shop whatever it is. You need to have systems in place just like these Fortune 500 companies. So the CREAM system, it stands for Client Relationship Easy Automated Management System. A lot of people think it stands for cash rules everything around me, and kind of sorta, but the systems helps you market, right? So emails, text messaging, funnels, selling digital products. It's kind of like having a briefcase with all of your business articles in one place, your email list, you know, everything you need to run an effective business. Natasha, if you wanted to book me, I'm able to send you an inquiry form. I don't have to text you back and forth. You want red? You want, you know, a Christmas party? I don't have to do that. I have systems in place that are running my business even while I'm on this show. I'm making digital product sales, everything. My business is still running for me.
So cool. So party planning is not just one party at a time anymore. So you can actually, like, you run a whole business.
Absolutely.
And that's because you have the coaching business.
And that's because I, listen, let me tell you, I also say pick a niche and get rich, right? So I do event planning. I have created multiple streams of income around that. So not only do I do events, I teach other people how to do events. I've created a software which gives me monthly recurring revenue for events, right? I've created a community where people pay me monthly, and that's monthly recurring revenue. So before I even pull my sheets off, before I even say my prayers or brush my teeth, I already have money coming in. So as a creative, because I know people are so caught up in how do I make this look the best? Do you have digital products? Mm-hmm. Do you know how to make money in your sleep? When I'm at my son's football game, guess what? I still have money coming in when I'm at my son's football game.
So how are you selling to anyone out there? So I have a you know, that's I've run my business for many, many years, a big coaching business. And so these questions I'm going to ask now for someone who doesn't have a business like us. So somebody might wonder, how do you build a digital product that sells while you sleep? Mm-hmm. So for me, we've done that through ads. We've done that through organic outreach. We've done that through DMs. We've done that through email marketing. We've done that through text campaigns. Let's dive into how you do it.
How do you do it?
Because you built a multi-million dollar empire from nothing. Mm-hmm. So what did you do to get those systems going? Where are you promoting? How are you selling these products while you sleep?
So I'll give you some of my top. This is why we do free classes. But I call it the thirst trap strategy, okay? So I built a community of well over 100,000 community members, right? And so I use the thirst trap strategy. I will go to my target audience. So let's just say I'm planning a holiday party. Natasha, who is my target audience? Who is going to be having these holiday parties? We know schools, daycares, parents. So I'm going to type in, we're in Houston. I'm going to type in daycare, right? And then I'm going to type in Houston. Facebook is going to give me tons of groups with thousands of people that are from Houston who are hosting holiday parties. And I'm just going to go inside of that group and I'm just going to just drop a mood board or a mock-up of what my events look like. Hey guys, I'm planning this holiday party. I'm getting my party packages together and I'm wondering, should I make this red or green? What's going to happen is people are going to start posting pink, yellow, orange, gray, right? And the people that do like your work, they know you're an event planner, right? Because you didn't go in here selling anything. They just love this mood board you put together. They're going to your page and they're going to DM you. They're going to fill out your inquiry form to figure out how can I book her for an event, or how, if I'm a DIY mom, how can I buy these digital products so I can DIY it by myself?
Damn, girl, I want to attend one of your master classes. You got me. This is
one
so
more.
Interesting.
One give, more. Yeah, can I give on. You one more?
We want two more. It's okay. Amazing. And then they're going to sign up for your free master class so they can actually learn in detail.
Absolutely. We have free master classes every week, right?
Wow, we love it.
Teaching them how to do this, right? Another one is, it's so important just to get in front of your target audience. Go to eventbrite.com. You can do the same exact thing. Type in parents, put in Houston. They're going to give you a list of events that are going on. We get so many corporate clients this way, and people always say, man, this is so smart because I didn't have my event decor figured out, and I'm so glad you reached out
you
to me.
You DM them, so as soon as you see they're having an event, then you hit them up and say, hey,
absolutely,
do you need an event planner?
Yep. On
wow.
Eventbrite. So these are people who are already
hosting
events.
How do you find them
events?
On Eventbrite, though? Like, if you're on their name, I'm just playing devil's advocate for someone that's learning.
Absolutely.
How do you?
So it's going to tell you about the event host. So you can message them. You can go on Facebook. You can call them, look them up, find them, and do that. Even ChatGPT will help you. So you can put in your address. So I can type my address into ChatGPT and say, can you give me a list of 10 schools in my vicinity?
Yeah.
And it's going to give me 10 schools, 10 daycares, 10 people who are having, you know, trunk or treat or fall festivals in my area. And I'm going to contact them, show them my mood board, show them my mock-up. And I say this too. Doesn't matter if you sponsor an event. Natasha, you have a huge platform. If somebody is coming up, right? They haven't built the brand, and they say, Natasha, I would like to sponsor my services for your event. Inside of your event, there are going to be tons of premium people.
This just happened at the birthday.
Correct.
Every single vendor that I work with, and I dreamt, by the way, of having a party planner like you, but I didn't find one. So now I know I can go on your site and find all these other party planners. That's so exciting as well. And you. Yes. So, you know, essentially, I then did collaborations with 15 vendors. I'm talking the smash burgers, the crepes, the balloons, the bouncy house, the entertainment,
right?
Everything. And they all wanted to be there. And while they were there, they had the likes of Wiz Khalifa, they had Omarion, they have all my friends who are like in the venue, plus all my super wealthy mama's friends. So, girl, you're right.
I hope they are picking up what we are putting down, Natasha.
Yes, babe. I love this. So good. Okay, what are your favorite books to read? Because you're super educated. I feel like you really do study your craft.
Mm-hmm.
What are you reading to take you to these places? Or what did you read to take you to these places?
Mm-hmm. So for number one, my book,
Hustle
to High Ticket.
Love it. Yes,
so I talk about my journey building a seven-figure business. I started this industry 16 years ago planning events for just $275. All right?
Wow. This is interesting. Before we go into this book, how do your people know what to charge? If someone's watching this and they're like, even for anything, how does somebody with a service or a product know what to charge in the industry these days? Mm-hmm.
So you should be charging a design fee, and you should also be charging a service fee. The industry standard is around 20%, okay? Your design fee is, hey, when's the last time you invested in yourself? This should be based off of your skill set, right? Do I know how to pull off a luxury event? So that's what your design fee is determined about.
You still got to go pay the vendors.
You still have to.
So you have to total that into it.
Yep. So your design fee, your service fee, and then the cost of the items. Yep.
Got it.
Sales tax.
Wow.
That's how you charge.
So beautiful. So for someone who's like you on the high end of it, you can charge a much bigger rate.
Of course.
Because you're doing like big things, et cetera. Ooh, I love this. This is so fun. All right, go back to the book.
Figures.
Yeah.
Oversubscribed. I love the book Oversubscribed by Daniel Priestley. Listen, I did an event for Myron Golden, and Daniel Priestley was in the building, and I'm like, man, I've read your book, I've implemented the steps, and I built an oversubscribed business for myself. I also like Think and Grow Rich.
Of course, every single person who has been on this show has always said Think and Grow Rich has changed their life. Of course, it was how The Secret was formed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is stemmed off my mentor, Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret. And that really says it all. Like the fact that she read that book, it sparked some interest in the law of attraction. And we'll talk about that shortly.
Wow.
And then it went on. So I love that that's one of your top choices, because that's definitely helped a lot of people. Give me some more. Or maybe there's one more.
I will say The Power of Thinking Big. And Stormy Wellington's book as well. So, like, she's one of the people that helped me realize, Kim, you're not a tree, you can move. I think I'm reading Hormozy's 100 Million Offers right now, and that's pretty much it.
Love it. Wow, you're really stepping into your power, girl. Well, it's always inspirational to ask someone successful what they're reading, because it shows us, like, okay, this is interesting. What can I learn? Like, how do I do that? So what's your book about?
My book is about my journey, just the things I've overcome in my life. Mm-hmm. Just statistically, I shouldn't be on this couch, right? So my mom, growing up, my mom was on drugs. My aunt actually raised me, and I resented my mom a lot for that. So like growing up, I didn't treat my mom the best because I felt like, you know, she gave me away. But I realized that I was actually chosen, right? I have three older sisters, and they are all doing amazing things, right? But I'm the only one that graduated from high school. I'm the only one that graduated from college. And I am the first millionaire in my family.
Yes, right? Girl. I love that. Amen.
And it was
so beautiful.
Yeah. It was because of the exposure.
Wow.
That my aunt that raised me, she was like the prim, proper person in our family. But I saw her grow up, you know, having, you know, just those experiences. Great jobs and, you know, all of those things.
You
so
just
it's
knew.
Really what shaped my future.
That's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I respect that because I feel like you could have taken your past and said, history, which is history, has made me who I am, and I'm not gonna be able to grow from here. And mm-hmm. a lot of people stay stagnant. Mm-hmm. They stay stuck in, this happened to me, my parents did this to me, so now I can't be like this because statistically I was raised like this and I don't believe I can get out of this mess. And they stay stuck mm-hmm. small mm-hmm. instead of growing big mm-hmm. and get it into a growth mindset. They stay in a fixed mindset and they stay stuck because of what they've been through. But how long are you going to keep blaming your parents for?
Hello.
How long are you going to keep blaming your kid for? How long are you going to keep blaming that fucking person at school? Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. Stop blaming the past and quit being a victim because it stops today. Mm-hmm. Today. The day you decide, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to create an amazing business. You step into your own energy, your own vortex, and you start creating. I stopped looking at the past and I went, I'm not going to blame what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to blame that girl anymore. I'm not going to let it destroy me because you know what? It took so much from my past. I'm not going to let it take a single second more from my future.
Mm, Natasha, that is so right. So one day you just got to wake up and decide.
Amen.
You're not a tree. You can move, right?
Yes.
You're not a victim. I Natasha, I remember being so depressed. I really didn't care if I lived. You know, right. I had blackout curtains in my room just laying there. And I went to a conference, and this is what really changed my life. I started getting into personal development, and I started realizing, like, girl, like, I got the power. It don't matter about my past, how mm-hmm. I grew up, mm-hmm. the people that mm-hmm. are around me. I got the power. Let me change my circle. Let me get me some rich friends. Let me start investing in myself. Let me start getting around people who actually motivate and inspire me, Amen. Right? To say, oh, like, I want a necklace like Latasha. You get what I'm saying? Those are the rooms and environments where you grow in.
Oh, babe, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I actually designed that. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, I designed it. Beautiful. It's the evil eye. I put the whole design together. I was like, I took the drawing in. I put everything in place. I said, make that to my jeweler. I just love it. I should have been a jewelry designer
you
on the side.
Been.
I know. No, I haven't got time. I've got to serve the world, honey. And the jewelry market, again, is a niche. You can get rich off a niche. Mm-hmm. But it was not going to impact enough people for me. So I didn't ever pursue it in that way. But I do it for myself, you know, my friends or whatever. Okay, so I want to talk about the law of attraction because this is what the show is called. Mm-hmm. And we love the law of attraction because whether or not you believe in it or even know about it, and you do because you've read Think and Grow Rich, it's happening. It's happening all around us. At any one point, your thoughts become things. Your feelings are who you are. It's your actions. I say your thoughts become your feelings. Your feelings become your actions. And your actions are who you are. And by the age of about 30, you're just a bag of walking habits. So when I look around me, do I see chaos? Because that's come from 30 days before or previously, the chaotic thoughts of my mind. Or do I look around me and see abundance? And wherever I see abundance, I know I had abundant mindset. I had thoughts of abundance. I felt good in the abundance. So what is the law of attraction to you and how would you best talk about it in your own life?
So I would say whether or not you think you can, you're absolutely right.
Right.
So one of my favorite affirmations is what I tell party planners all the time is I am always attracting higher paying clients. Because one of the biggest things is people don't want to pay me. People don't want to pay me my worth. When you change your mind, you change your money. Yes, you are going to have the negative limiting beliefs, but you have to use affirmations. This is something that I use all the time, right? So I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit from within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standard. I'm the lender of not the, you know, I can sing this and my kids can too. I say use your affirmations just like Raid, like the bug spray. When you start having those negative beliefs, you need to pull out Raid and spray those negative thoughts away. Think positive every single time because they're going to come. But you got to have an affirmation. for every single negative belief.
I totally agree.
That's the way I feel about it. Everybody has the thoughts, but you gotta continue to walk in and say, you know, I'm chosen. I should be here. I belong here, right?
Amen.
You wouldn't be in this room unless you did something to deserve being in this room. You deserve it.
Oh, I love it. Give me your affirmations that you say daily for abundance.
Money comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly. I'm always attracting higher paying clients. When I speak, people listen. I am helping women win every single day.
Girl. Yes. I love that. It's so beautiful. I believe in affirmation, mm-hmm. and I truly believe it changed my money situation. At one point, I was only making a smaller amount. It's relative to whatever that is to somebody. And that smaller amount multiplied in threes, in fives, mm-hmm. in tens eventually. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, because I changed my mindset. Mm-hmm. I stopped thinking I've hit a ceiling. Because you hit a ceiling, you're like, oh, will I ever make more? Yes, if you believe you will make more.
Absolutely.
And like you said, if you think you're right, then you are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I started to believe I can make X amount a month. I can make this much a month. And I started to really tap into this. Affirmations, the first thing I do when I sit with my clients is how much you want to make a month. All right, let's try and make that. Instead of what you wanted to make in a year, let's make that in 3 months. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, watch this. And then
we start
the process. Because if you really want to change your life, you will. When the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, you will change.
Mm.
I think Tony Robbins came up with a quote like that. And the truth is, when you decide you want to change, you're just ready. Like, I'm done. I don't want to make $2,000 a month anymore. I don't want to be stuck on this. I want to make $20,000, even $200,000 next. Whatever the thing is, you decide you can. Mm-hmm. You can, you will, if you believe.
Must.
Ugh, girl, I love it. You're so fun. Okay, before we wrap today's show, I would love to hear if you could be sat on this bench with somebody right now, living or not. Who would it be? And what would you ask them?
Girl, who would it be? Say it with me. Beyonce. Absolutely. It would be Beyonce.
She's hilarious. I love you. Wow, yeah. I totally agree. She's amazing. So that would be, what would you ask her?
What would I ask Beyonce?
Because girl, bear in mind, this is probably a manifestation that's going to come true soon.
Absolutely.
You know?
Just how are you so able to just be so unwithable? Like, how do you just ignore everybody? I had something, you know, crazy happen to me today, and my marketing manager, she said, you got to take the Beyonce role. And I said, okay, I can do that. I'll do
you
what
can.
Beyonce does.
And you know what? Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
When a door closes, mm-hmm. a double set of French doors opens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you lose the faith, you give fear to the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You give fear to the worry, or you can give faith to the optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to do? You're going to give away your feelings and be negative and
mm-hmm.
lose
mm-hmm.
faith. And then guess what? Of course, more bad shit's going to happen.
Yep.
It's momentum.
Yep.
Momentum is good or bad.
Yes, it is.
Right. Or do you go, no, I'm going to keep the faith. Okay, thank you for taking that, because there was a reason for it. Why did I miss that entire route, that entire plane? Maybe something's going to happen in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that wasn't the one for you, but this one will be.
Yeah.
And I just keep the faith because I know something great is coming.
Absolutely.
I love that. You've been a beautiful guest today. I could speak to you all day. You're so wonderful. Well, guys,
thank
if you,
you.
Want to follow this amazing woman, Kimberly will teach you, as you've heard today, how to be an amazing marketer, how to coach, how to be the best of who you are as a planner, how to use a system to plan, how to go bigger and faster and bolder and have confidence like no other. You are such an inspiration. Thank you for being here today, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
We love you. Where can they find you?
Instagram, EZPZ_party planning. So it's the letter E, the letter Z, the letter P, the letter Z, _party planning. And I'm hosting a class, Natasha, where I'm going to be teaching creatives like how to get paid this holiday season.
Ooh.
So you can go to slaytheseasonsummit.com.
Amazing. We're going to put the link below. Thank you so much. We love it, girl.
Thank you, Natasha.
Oh, you're amazing. Guys, if you've enjoyed today's episode and there's somebody out there you feel could do with a little extra bit of money over the holiday season, send this to them. I know you got them in your mind. Who is that person that came to your mind right now? We love to do that at the end of every episode. Send us that person today. Inspire them. And if you have a party planning friend that wants to learn how to be even bigger, or maybe you want to be even bigger, apply the methods learned today. I'll see you again next week with another awesome guest.